Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Wednesday, December 8th, also known at the Jill on Money Show as Birthday Eve for me. So you can send me your birthday wishes for my birthday tomorrow. I am working. Mark, I don't really get like adults who take their birthday off. I don't know why. I find that sort of funny. Anyway. Oh, I know. I'm very into the birthday. I'll tell you why. I like connecting with people. So Mark will say to me like, okay, go on Facebook, because I don't go to Facebook that much anymore because it's mean and I'm not really that interested in anyone I went to high school with. On my birthday, I do, because funny people come out of the woodwork. The only good use of Facebook actually is birthday notifications. It's it. And there's nice people who always wish me well. So I'm going to take those good wishes. I'll go on Facebook. I'll do it tomorrow, maybe end of the day, Mark, so don't feel compelled. But Mark is also the person who says to me, like, I think your uncle's trying to reach you on Facebook. Thanks, Mark. Okay, this is a program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. And before we bring on our listener today, I just want you to know that our pre-interview consisted of where is the best pizza in New York? If you have a financial question while you're sharing your favorite slice of pizza, then ask it. And if you're willing to come on the air, then you get to have fun conversations like this one we're going to have with Steve. Steve is on the line from New York City. He's basically like 30 blocks away from me right now. We could have just had coffee. It would have been better, Steve. Thanks for joining us. How can we help you?
Okay. So I am deeply considering and have been considering, not retiring, but turning on my pension. That's what I like. That's how I like to refer to it.
Okay.
So I have a municipal pension. The pension would be approximately about $100,000 a year. And so when selecting which option to take, you know, we have these death benefit options that you can take. So if you pass, then you're leaving. Obviously, the pension survives you, which is a survivor benefit, and I would leave it with my wife. And so there were these different options, you know, but they're expensive, right? You know, there's nothing free. So one of the options I was considering was the option where if and when I die and my wife survives me, she would get 50% of the pension.
For the rest of her life.
For the rest of her life.
Okay.
There were other options I could choose, a 75% and 100%, but they're obviously they're more and more expensive how you go. And this particular option also would the pension would pop back up if my wife were to predecease me.
I see.
So it's got that little caveat to it.
Okay.
And so the cost of the pension, of the benefit, is approximately 8% of the annual benefit. So it's about $650 a month is what it would cost, right? You know, it's about $8,000 for the year. So, you know, the option is to either select the option.
Yep.
Or do I purchase just more term life insurance?
Mm. How old are you?
I am 58.
How old's the wife?
60.
And does your wife have income? Is she working as well?
She had been working for years. She had her own business, but COVID kind of wiped that out.
Mm, that sucks. Sorry.
Yeah, but she's, you know, she's a very, you know, she can always make things work, you know.
Okay.
She's got that ability.
Tell us a little bit about the money you've saved, because some of this depends on how much she's going to need this pension based on other money you have?
So I have a 403B and it has approximately $500,000 in it.
Great.
I have a Roth that I had opened up a few years ago in her name, and it has approximately about $40,000 in it.
Yep.
Also have an ETF fund with Vanguard. It's got about $15,000 in it. I have an emergency fund of about $50,000.
And how about living? Do you own or rent?
Yeah, we own an apartment in the city.
What do you think it's worth?
Probably $650,000.
And is there a mortgage outstanding on it?
Yeah, there's a mortgage of about $300,000 on it. And you, also, I'm sorry. I yep. also we own a rental property, so that's up in a neighboring state, up in Massachusetts. There, and that's got a cash flow of right now of about $500 a month, which has been nice. That's been
okay.
Very nice.
Interesting. Okay, let me ask you a question. How much does it cost for you guys to live your lives right now?
$8,000 a month.
You're making it too easy for me, man. Would you work at all? I mean, you're young. I know that, you know, municipal pensions are great. So that's fantastic. Do you think that you would continue to work doing something else?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I already have that lined up. You know, throughout the course of my career, I've always been like an adjunct on the side.
Yeah.
And now the adjuncting has become fully remote. It's in the evening. It's from home. Oh, my God, it's wonderful. No. So, you know, I'm teaching, you know, I teach two courses, which I've done for years, and I will probably be able to pick up an additional two courses, you know, when I have more time. The other thing is, too, I received a teaching license from Massachusetts. So we have always planned on at retirement from New York City to spend more time up there.
So, I mean, this all sounds good. I mean, the thing is, Steve, have you priced life insurance?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah, yes, I have. I mean, I currently have a term policy of $250,000.
Okay.
That I've had for a number of years. And that's
When is it term up?
In about 15 years.
Okay.
So term life insurance, like $500,000 additional, would be about the same price as this pension benefit. So that it would be about $600 a month.
My inclination is to probably just do the 50% option, the joint and 50% option. Mark, do you have a different take on this? Oh, that's a good question. Mark wants to know if poor Steve gets hit by the M5 bus, what would happen? Would your wife keep both places or would she choose one or the other, you think?
I have a son.
Yeah.
Right. So he's an adult.
Yeah.
A young adult. He's out on his own.
Yeah.
You know, he lives with all the cool kids in Brooklyn. Probably keep them.
Probably keep them.
You know, she's a New Yorker. She's not from New York, but she loves Manhattan and she doesn't want to live full time anywhere else. She doesn't drive. So she's not going to Florida or anything like that. She's from Japan, so she'd probably move to Japan, but I don't know if she'd sell. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah.
That's interesting. So, right. I mean, it is true. Listen, if you happen to have something horrible, that I'm sure that you're sharing a lot of this information with your wife, but that, you know, she knows that, you know, you should never feel like you're tethered to a lifestyle and that, you know, you could always do something different. I mean, look, presumably, if this $100,000, right, then turned into $50,000, right, you know, because she's going to get half, she would also get Social Security, right? Presumably, do you feel like she could kind of live on that? I mean, I know it's not exactly the right amount of money, but do you think that she could make it work?
Well, she told me she could. We talked about it.
Okay. I mean, look, you already have the life insurance right now. I tend to think that buying another product when you have the option right here through work is not necessarily the best bet. I am leaning towards the joint and 50%. One other question, the 75% option, just because the numbers line up a little bit better for your needs, what's the cost of doing the joint and 75%?
About 30% more. So it's about, yeah, it's about 10, it'll be about 11%.
What's your Social Security benefit look like when you suss that out in the universe? Like what is the...
At 67?
Yeah, 67.
So at 67, it'll be about, I guess, 3,200, 3,150.
And she would get half of yours.
She gets the spousal benefit.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Mark, do you want to do 50% or 75%? I know. Mark and I are very conservative, Steve. I'm so sorry that we're doing this to you. But like, I kind of feel like I'd rather do the 75%, even if it costs a little bit more. I do feel like you can afford it. You're going to have health care, right? Because New York City will give you health care. So there's a lot of things that are covered for you already. Obviously, the longer you work, I presume the better your pension becomes. Is that right or not?
Well, that's a great question. Yes, of course, of course. So, you know, there is a death benefit while I'm still in service, okay? So the death benefit is about $500,000 if I were to drop dead tomorrow. You know, okay. But that's taxed. Let's say my wife would get maybe half of it, let's say, approximately. You know, that's why I was thinking about, you know, turning on the pension now, you know, because there's, you know, just to lock in that pension benefit. Let me give you like a little further example.
Okay.
So you know how they talk about like delaying Social Security because for every year you delay, it's like 8%.
Yep.
So for every year I delayed collecting the pension and stayed in service for the next 3 or 4 years, it results in an increase of approximately 5% a year of an increase in the pension.
That's good.
So do I just stay on board?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. If you hate what you're doing and you really like your fried, then fine. You're young. I wouldn't mind bouncing up, getting a 5% guarantee. Where can I get a 5% guarantee right now?
But I am burnt.
You're burnt?
I'm kind of burnt. Like that's the thing. I don't want to feel like I'm leaving money on the table.
Well, you're going to leave money on the table, obviously, whenever you retire. So just get over that. The question is like, are you so fried right now that it's just the bargain isn't worth it? You can make this work. I mean, your part-time adjunct stuff, you're going to make bupkis. Like how much you get paid for two courses right now?
$17,000.
So you're going to make $34,000. I mean, it's not terrible. But, you know, it's work. And if you say to me, like, you know what, I'd rather do that for 10 years than work for 5 more years at the DOE, I could live with that. I'm just saying that, like, having that cash flow will be nice because if that 34 plus your pension will kind of keep you on track until you get Social Security, then, I mean, all right, I'm good. Then you can call it quits. But obviously, you do leave money on the table because the Department of Education, the New York City Municipal Pension Plan is an amazing plan. So the longer you stay in it, the better it is. But I don't want to make you miserable. And you've saved a bunch of money, and that's good. So I don't want to make it seem like, oh, my God, you have to keep working because that's not where you are. It really isn't. If you pinky swear with me and say, you know what, I'm going to be an adjunct professor until I claim Social Security at age 67. I have no problem doing that. Life's good, blah, blah, blah. Then I think that you can do it.
Here's one more caveat. I've been offered a job in Massachusetts.
Oh.
Yeah, to work in their public school.
Ooh, new pension plan.
You know, that's the thing. And I've thought about that for years. Wouldn't it be nice to qualify for the pension that system, like the pension of the pension system that I'm in now, and then go somewhere else and work 10 years?
Yeah, and get
and
in there.
Get two pensions.
Would you ever live in your rental?
Yes.
It's a good plan. Mark, again, what is the bottom line of this? That we are so happy when we get pension questions because these are amazing options that you have. I don't think you're going to make a mistake. And it would be a fun thing. Maybe part of the reason that people get fried is not so much the job itself, but it's like the routine of it. You know, like maybe it would be fun for you to go move to a different state and do something fun for 10 years. And, you know, 10 years sounds like a long time, but it's not really. I don't know. I think it could be fun, except for, you know, again, you cannot get a good piece of pizza in Berkshire County. I can promise you that.
No,
right
you
now.
Can.
I like the plan, Steve. I like it. Do you guys have your estate planning done?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah. I think no to life insurance, yes to joint and survivor.
I have one more question. Social Security, 67 because of my wife's spousal benefit, or do I hang on till 70 to collect? But, you know, my wife doesn't get the spousal benefit until I start collecting. I think it's 67 is better.
So her spousal benefit does not increase past your full retirement age. Take it. Full retirement.
Wow, so I'm
age.
One of the few people who you're like, don't wait till 70.
Exactly.
And
the
whole life insurance is for you.
Exactly. You're the contraindicator of my normal advice, which is why not everybody needs to hear this and say, like, you see that Steve's question belies the general ideas that I espouse on this podcast. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that if you want customized advice for you, like Steve, you got to go onto the website. You have to go to jillonmoney.com. You have to click the contact button, and then you have to do all the things that Steve does while he's poking around, like on YouTube. He subscribes. Have you listened to the other podcast, Steve?
The one on CBS?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you like that? You like hearing Mark's voice. Isn't that great?
Yes.
It's good.
Yes,
I'm going to make Mark do this with me on this one, too. It's just it's a sneaky plan I have. Mark wants to know if it comes with a pension. You know what? I think it's time to end the program. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to be like Steve, hop on to JillOnMoney.com right now. Subscribe to the show and subscribe to our sister broadcast, Eye on Money, wherever you get your podcast. We so appreciate it. Sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And if you would not mind, leave a rating and a review because, I don't know, Apple controls the world. Don't we know that by now? Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow, which parenthetically is my birthday. Goodbye.